playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk, and today speaking with Mayor Melanie Pilon. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for having me on, Daniel. I appreciate the time.
So this isn't the first time you've done a Town Talk, but it is the first as the mayor. So again, congratulations on the new role. And last time we spoke was about you introducing yourself as a new counselor, but in case anybody missed that or wants to know more about you, can we start by just getting you to introduce yourself once again?
Absolutely. So for anybody who doesn't know me, my name is Melanie Pilon. I am born and raised in Wawa, and I'm obviously a current resident of Wawa. So excited to be mayor. Professionally, I am a senior manager for Indigenous Relations with Bell Canada. That's what keeps me busy during the day. I'm very passionate about my community, being born and raised here, and my family has been here for multiple generations. So I'm invested in the long-term future of Wawa. I've been a long-term volunteer, and I'm just really, really looking forward to making a difference for my community.
As was highlighted in the swearing-in ceremony, the inauguration of council, you're also a very historic new member of council to this role.
Correct. I'm of Aboriginal descent. I am a member of Bukwamukong Unceded Territory on Manitoulin Island. My mother's family is from the Manitoulin Island area, and my father's family is from Mishpat First Nation. So I do have very close familial ties to Mishpat First Nation. Being the first Indigenous member of council and the first Indigenous mayor of Wawa has been a huge point of pride for myself.
Well, congratulations once again. And we wanted to talk not just as an opportunity to introduce yourself in general, but to talk more about what you're planning to do, your priorities, view a lot about the community. So you've been a counselor for several months at this point. How has that experience been heading into becoming mayor?
The experience has been very enjoyable for me. I think my path to becoming mayor has certainly been very different to a traditional path, or a quote-unquote traditional path. I was appointed to council after the former mayor, Ron Rohde, stepped down and a vacancy on council was presented to the community. Therefore, I was only had the opportunity to serve as councillor for a handful of months before I decided to put my name forward for the position of mayor.
Mm-hmm. And in this time, obviously, you've had an opportunity to get better informed, learn a bit more about what's going on. I know you've long paid attention to a number of things happening in the community, but obviously, as a member of council, you see a lot of staff reports, you get a lot of that information, which would then help inform what you see as what you could do over this new term.
Absolutely. I think my time as a counselor certainly gave me a very quick and dirty training to becoming the mayor, and my time as an active volunteer in the community on many different boards and committees gave me the background that I needed to be able to focus on any decisions that needed to be made. But certainly there will be a learning curve for myself, for sure.
Now that you're in the role, let's turn to your priorities for this term. What do you see as your biggest priorities?
So mayor and council have a number of priorities moving forward for our term. Our past mayor and council, they were very future-focused and left us with a great strategic plan. So it will be very high on our priority list to ensure that the goals and objectives and projects in the plan, that we will move them forward. Specific examples of upcoming projects include completing the modernization of the landfill site, a planned speed reduction for the whole community to 40 kilometers an hour is currently under review, and similar projects. Another focus that council has is to really focus on long-term financial sustainability. Certainly in the area of post COVID, the municipality is facing an increase in our expenses and in many cases decreases in our revenues that we attribute to COVID. Furthermore, just over one-third of our operating budget is attributed to grants and transfer payments. So So that is one of my personal objectives, is to really focus on maintaining financial sustainability for our community so we can prosper for the future.
And we'll pause the conversation there and have the concluding half of this conversation with Mayor Melanie Pilon next Thursday on Town Talker at 9:30 in the morning here on Jam FM.